morning, sir.
Okay, let me start by welcoming the minister on our platform this morning, and also the department. This select committee meeting on the annual report for gender, might I say women, is taking place when the country is experiencing a pandemic of COVID-19, as well as a second pandemic called gender-based violence and femicide. This meeting also sits in the period of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, femicide, and children. And I think members and minister, it will be very, very appropriate if we can really take this meeting seriously, like we are taking this pandemic of COVID-19, gender-based violence and femicide, 16 days of activism against women and child abuse. And I would really ask that we open this meeting with a minute of silence. Let's think about all those that has lost their lives in 2020 due to COVID-19 and also due to gender-based violence and femicide. And let's honor all our frontline workers during this time. Thank you very much. It is a privilege and an honor to welcome the minister to this meeting. We know, minister, that between you and the deputy minister, your program are very poor. But we really need to tell you that we appreciate your presence this morning. We really appreciate that you, during your busy schedule, make time to brief us and also to come and introduce your team, who is working very hard with you within this department. We really do appreciate that. And first, we're going to ask Marcel to put the agenda for this meeting on our, so that everybody can see it. And then after we adopt the agenda, we can move to the apologies, and then we will ask the minister to give us the input before the department are doing their briefing on the annual report. Marcel?
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Minister, members, officials from the department and colleagues. I'll share the screen now, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. The agenda is in front of you, members. It's opening and welcome by the chairperson. Then we move to apologies. Then we will do the briefing on the annual report 2019-20. We have given the department 50 minutes to do the presentation. And then we will do discussions and responses. And after that, I think the meeting, the time is till 20 to 1.
and discussions and responses, and then by 10 to 1 we must finish this meeting. We will excuse the department at that time and then just do the adoption of our committee meeting. Thank you very much. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minute of the agenda? Is there anyone who likes to move for the adoption of the agenda?
I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you. Member Chavalier is the seconder. Malika, I second. Thank you, Malika. Good morning, everybody. Okay, Marcel, can you give us apologies for the meeting, please?
Thank you, Chairperson. The apologies I received is for Ms. Latuli. She is still ill. And then I received an apology from the Deputy Minister's office. The Deputy Minister is scheduled to have a meeting with the Disability Forum. So unfortunately, the Deputy Minister is not available. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Marcel. And then the apology that the Minister must leave after input because she's also caught up in a program. That is the apologies, members. I will immediately hand over to the minister.
Chairperson.
I will. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have sent a note. I have a joint spending committee on defences and oversight. So I'll be connected when I get to the airport. When I get in the plane, I'll be off. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Member Chaplin. Minister, I will immediately hand over to you. Thank you.
Kuyamora, good morning, Melan, Sanbonani, Honorable Chairperson, and Honorable Members. We are humbled by this opportunity to make this brief remarks before this August House. As you rightfully said at the beginning, I'll give my opening remarks and the Director General of the Department of Advocate Maluleke and our officials will carry on. As you are aware, this meeting, for some reason, exactly at 10 o'clock, we are expected to be sitting on a meeting of experts and ministers of gender of the whole of the continent. Again, we are stuck because our president is the chair of the African Union. So our presence is short because of that. And I'll move straight to that meeting after this. Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson, you have reminded us of the pain that women are going through of a double jeopardy, I call it. They have to deal with COVID. They also have to deal with their own enemies from within, I mean from their houses and outside. The killing of women and children in our country has become unbearable. Otherwise, let me just say today we are presenting the annual report of 2019-2020. That was for the first time, the first 3 months when we started. The department was just Department of Youth. Then later we had Council of Women. Then we had Youth and Persons with Disabilities added to the department. But lo and behold, the budget remained the same. Although the department received unqualified, we are happy but not satisfied. But we encouraged that the department got an unqualified audit, but with 27 findings, a matter which the department has to address with all honesty. During the period under review, we are all aware that the department's budget was not increased, which is broader responsibility, as well as adding at the additional office of the deputy minister. Our main mandate is advocacy for women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Advocacy within the parliament and also this house, but also the society at large. We are happy that we have come to meet with you, and I'm sure that the video will elaborate much on that. After the house has, or the nation has adopted our strategic plan with its 6 pillars. Madam, with your select committee and with your boosters, the support will strengthen the work of government in developing programs to empower women, youth, and persons with disabilities. With the support of this committee, I'm sure we can make a difference. Father Nelson Mandela once said, "It always seems impossible until it is done." We do not have a choice, starting from villages to parliaments, to all stakeholders. We have to fight this menace as we are fighting the other pandemic, which is COVID-19. The launch included, we just had a launch last night by none other than our president, the evening of the 25th of November, with a theme which I think will take us the 16 days, which is a UN dedicated period. But as for South Africans, the next 365 days. The theme reads, I quote, economic justice for a non-violent and non-sexist South Africa, close quote. The launch, as I said, has included a president having a conversation with people from all corners and all our stakeholders. We cannot continue with the campaign without you. At the moment, the call we make is to premiers and to districts following the district development model and all of us as members of parliament across the party line to make sure that we work together in unity to fight this case. Honorable members, we will continue with this decisive step since action of working together to fight against abuse of women and children is in our hands. I wish to give the floor to the Director General of the Department, Dr. Advocate Maluleke, and wish I could, you know, divide myself, sit here and sit in the meeting, the continental meeting of women responsible for women's lives. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.
Thank you. Sorry, before the DG, Minister, accept our well wishes for you, the Deputy Minister, and your family during this festive season that is going to be a very hard festive season for all of us. And from the committee side, thank you also for your commitment in taking this fight forward. We wish you well in your meeting and all the platforms that you and the Deputy Minister will still share during this time. And thank you very much for the support.
We thank you very much, Chair members. Thank you very much.
You can continue, DJ.
Thank you. Honorable Minister, and Deputy Minister in her absence before the Minister leaves. Honorable Chairperson and all members, honorable members of the Select Committee, my colleagues, thank you very much. I think as the Minister has indicated that your support, the support of the Select Committee to the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities can make a huge difference. We can go a long way with your support for the absolute majority of South Africans, because women, youth and persons with disabilities form the absolute majority of citizens in South Africa. The Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities has a huge, very huge mandate. However, it is structured to fail, and it's as if our wheels are clamped, because our mandate is to ensure that we promote socioeconomic empowerment of women, youth and persons with disabilities in South Africa, both in public and private sector, including civil society, and in all three spheres of government, including also the judiciary. We also have to monitor, you know, so our mandate is huge, is very huge. So the way we are structured, I think it's a topic of another meeting, not this one, because today we are here to report on the annual report. However, at some point, we think we'll be able to come here and present on the structure of the department. The department received an unqualified audit opinion for the 2019-2020 financial year, as the minister has indicated, with 27 findings, which we will be reporting to the committee when we present the audit action plan, meant to address the findings and implement recommendations for the Auditor General. It's an improvement, because last year we had 59 findings. We have really worked on them. Now we have 27. However, we will continually work to ensure that we improve. We end up with no finding at all. We want a clean audit, and that's what we're working towards, to ensure that we have a clean audit. On slide 4, the department's overall performance on the achievement of set targets for the 2019-2020 financial year is 80% as compared to 69% achieved in 2018-2019. There has been a slight improvement, and we are continually working to ensure that we improve. We end up being a better department, being able to provide services for women, youth and persons with disabilities. The department reported on an integrated APP, which includes targets of the rights of persons with disabilities and youth development program during the audit. The AG raised the concern that the integration was meant to be reflected once the NMOC process was finalized to allow for the remaining renaming and allocation of votes in the new department by National Treasury. However, last year the department was compelled to integrate the three groups, which was done prematurely. So that also resulted in a finding. So we hope that in future, because that was as a result of the portfolio committee insisting that the three APPs must be integrated, so that resulted in a finding. As a result, we only included the DSD outcome of the audit for the targets which were performed in our department by the Rights of Persons with Disabilities function, as advised by the AG. On slide 5 to 8, the organizational environment. It focuses on the organizational environment. The department was structured into 5 programs as integrated in the 2019-2020 APP. We have a total of 115 funded positions, and 109 were filled. Meanwhile, 6 remained vacant in the year under review, as indicated, that we have to ensure that we promote socioeconomic empowerment of women, youth and persons with disabilities in all spheres, in public and private and in civil society. And we are in total 109, including officials in the ministry, in the DG's office, in administration. So the people who are doing the actual work are very few. The vacancies in core business were filled and administration program vacancies were unfunded due to NMOC process. On slide 10 to 43, in order to ensure that I save time, I will not go through the slides. I'll just give the summary of the slides. It is a detailed performance information report per program. I'll focus on key achievements per program, which are as follows. Under program one, administration, out of 14 targets planned, 11, which is 79% targets were achieved, while 3, which is 21%, were not achieved.
The department's risk. Sorry.
Yes?
The slide is not moving.
Okay, let's see. Val? Val?
Mr. Kutel, the one that has right to fly the presentation, I'm calling on my cell phone, DG. I don't have the right.
It's not necessary to call me. I'm on slide 10. I have projected slide 10.
Yes, I've said slide 10 to 43. So maybe if you go down, because now I'm on program one. So when I go to program one, just slide to program one, just like that program two.
Just tell me which slide you need every time, please. Thank you.
You can continue, but an outline slide is not moving, but continue while they are shooting it out.
Okay. Program one, Val, you can indicate what program, what slide is program one, so that...
it's slide 11, okay?
Okay. Peter, I hope we're on slide 11. Program one, it focuses on program one, administration, out of 14 targets planned, 11, which is 79% targets, were achieved, while 3, which is 21%, were not achieved. The department's risk management function is effective. Department has a consistent... Slide is this, Peter?
This is slide 11, DG.
Now she's on slide 12.
Well, main heading always when I go to the next slide, because I'm focusing on this one. I'm not looking at the slide. I'm not moving with the slide. We will not finish today if I'm going to go through each and every slide. So I'm giving a summary of those slides. As indicated, Peter, I said from slide 10 to 43. So it's slide 11. Department has ensured consistent compliance with government's short to medium-term planning and reporting requirements, including the development of strategic plan 2020-2025 and APP 2020-2021 and submitted to the National Treasury and CPME as prescribed by the relevant government planning frameworks. Quarterly and annual performance information reports were produced to DPME through EQPRS system, the e-quarterly progress report system. Internal audit three-year rolling plan for 2019-2021. Sorry, I'm opening the slide so that I can be able to inform Peter exactly which slide I'm on.
Marcel. Marcel?
Communications and gender information made available on the department's media platforms. The department in the year under review managed to maintain a less than 2% underspending in expenditure against budget allocation. The department maintained a vacancy rate of 5.2, which is below the targeted 10% rate. I'm on slide. The one that you sent doesn't have the number.
Slide 12, DG.
12, okay. So that they can go with me. 95% availability of ICT system was achieved as planned. The ICT is a key project identified by the accounting officer as per the challenges reported in previous committee meetings, and the regularization of the ICT of the department will be reported quarterly to the portfolio committee. In program two, social transformation and economic empowerment. Peter, are you on that slide? Program two. Well, tell him the page. In program two,
slide 20, the summary is on slide 21.
In program two, social transformation and economic empowerment, out of targets blend, five, which is 79% targets, were achieved. Two, which is 21% targets, were not achieved. Sanitary dignity implementation framework was submitted to cabinet and approved by cabinet on 18 September 2019. The department conducted the national rollout implementation of the enabling environment to enable infrastructure and provincial sanitary dignity program in line with revised sanitary dignity implementation framework in quantile 1 to 3. The department implemented women's financial inclusion framework through capacity building across provinces. Public participation report on my presentation just disappeared here.
We are on slide 21, TG.
Yeah. Sorry. Public participation report on symposium for the economic inclusion of women towards developing a women-led position for the South African Investment Conference, and public participation report on dialogue on safety, social and economic empowerment of women, youth and persons with disabilities. The department coordinated the following programs on the 365 days on program of action: intergenerational dialogue, Mandela Day 18 hosted in Philippines, hosted the CEDAW committee investigation on gender-based violence and domestic violence in four provinces, Gauteng, Western Cape, Eastern Cape, and KwaZulu-Natal. And these are also the provinces where there are hotspots. Coordinated safety, social and economic empowerment of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. The dialogue took place on the 12th of October 2019 at Spitsbank Village, Ephraim Mogale local municipality in Limpopo. National gender machinery framework was approved by the acting DG then for submission to cabinet for consideration. Program three. But help me turn the page. program through the policy stakeholder.
The summary is 27 and 28.
Policy stakeholder coordination, knowledge management, out of 12 targets planned, all 11, 92% targets were achieved, while one target, which is 8%, was not achieved. The report on gender policy priorities for 2019-2024 was developed and approved. The South African second periodic report on optional protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights of Women in Africa 2014-2018, Maputo Protocol, was also developed. A young women's debate on the 24th of May, built up to the presidential inauguration, was held in Pretoria on the 25th of May 2019. The Beijing Plus 25 and Women's Month consultation, 29 June 2019 in Johannesburg. Budget vote held on 9 July 2019 at Cape Town Old Assembly Chamber. Young Women in Construction Innovation Conference was held on 14 July 2019 at Soshangube. The LGBTQIA+ intergenerational dialogue was held on 28 August 2019 in Cape Town at Good Hope Chambers Parliament. Public participation report on the symposium for the economic inclusion of women towards developing a women-led position for the South African Investment Conference was held. Public participation report on dialogue on safety, social and economic empowerment of women, youth and persons with disabilities was held. Public participation report on 16 days consultation with stakeholders was developed. A report on Beijing Plus 25 stakeholders consultation held at Southern Sun Hotel Acadia in China Municipality in Gauteng on 2021 January was developed. Report on the Back to School program held at Tembalethu School of Learners with Special Educational Needs in Guguletu, Western Cape, was held on 14 February 2020. The Commission on the Status of Women was held on 14 to 24 March 2019, and South Africa participated. Meeting of the SADC ministers responsible for gender and women's affairs was held on 27 to 29 May 2019. A regional workshop on prevalence survey capacity development workshop was held on 16 to 19 July 2019. The 16th International Interministerial Conference on South-South Cooperation in Population and Development was held on 2nd to 4th September 2019. The department developed a South African second report periodic on the optional protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights of Women in Africa 2014 to 2018, the Maputo Protocol, developed and approved by Minister and submitted to the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. The department developed a Beijing Plus 25 report and submitted it. The department successfully coordinated a range of advocacy campaigns, community outreach programs and dialogues in the period under review. Peter, refer to page 39. The department's contribution to outcome 14 on promoting social cohesion and nation building, which is the biggest challenge in South Africa, the issues of gender-based violence. When the chair made an introduction, the chair spoke about the problem, the pandemic, the second pandemic, which is a gender-based violence. It is a serious problem in South Africa, which requires all of us to focus on promoting social cohesion and nation building so that we can promote prevention rather than reacting in courts. In order to save our children, we need to prevent this violence. In order to prevent children, women, and persons with disabilities, we need to prevent this scourge. The department held a young women's empowerment dialogue in Limpopo from 13 to 16 June 2019. The department collaborated with Sidibeng District Municipality to conduct the dialogue on young women's empowerment priorities on 17 March 2020. The department developed sorry. It keeps cutting me. I'm sorry. The department developed a strategy on gender equality and women's empowerment, and it was approved. Guidelines on gender responsive planning, budgeting, monitoring and evaluation were developed and approved. The department consulted the country gender indicator framework with various stakeholders and performance monitoring review reports on women's empowerment and gender equality were produced. Now, currently the department is in the process of integrating all these frameworks so that they address both women, youth and persons with disabilities, because most of them were at the time when the department was a department of women. Program 4, Youth Development Program. Out of 4 targets planned, all 4 targets were achieved. The department developed a draft national youth policy and it was submitted for approval. It conducted sessions with youth development stakeholders to consult on the draft youth policy nationally. The NYDA reports were quality assured and assessment reports produced for the year under review. The monitoring of the performance reporting and coordination of transfers of funds to NYDA was done. Program 5 is the program on rights of persons with disabilities. Out of 3 targets planned, 1, which is 33% targets achieved, while 67 targets were not achieved. Yes, but which page is it?
I think Peter can project. Slide 89, the summary is slide 40.
Thank you. Program 5. Preliminary reports on the rights of persons with albinism in South Africa was approved and submitted through the UNO. It's the UN Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights to the UN Independent Expert on the enjoyment of human rights by persons with disabilities. Updated national frameworks on disability rights awareness and self-representation by persons with disabilities. The draft guidelines were developed in line with WPRCD as well as UN Convention on the Rights of persons with disabilities to promote empowerment of persons with disabilities and disability mainstreaming. A sector caucus and engagement between the ministry and representatives of national organizations of and persons with disabilities as well as members of presidential working committee was conducted. There was support provided to the Back to School campaign, where Tembalechu School of Learners with Special Educational Needs in Gugulethu, Western Cape was identified for ministerial visit to engage with the principal school governing bodies and relevant stakeholders. The Rights of Persons with Disabilities branch participated in the annual conference of state parties and presented a country position statement on implementation of the requirements of the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and other relevant treaty obligation instruments in June 2019. Participation in the EU study tour conference that was hosted by South African Human Rights Commission on 30 January 2020. The aim was to share experiences with the disability sector on the different models of the independent monitoring mechanism in Belgium, Spain and Ireland. It further aimed conceptualizing the independent monitoring mechanism in South Africa and draft guidelines on the empowerment of persons with disabilities and disability mainstreaming, reflecting on lessons learned, have been developed. A stakeholder consultation platform in a form of a seminar was held in December 2019 to consult the disability sector on the first edition of the guidelines. Slide 44, Peter. On slide 44 to slide 59, it focuses on human resource oversight. while the summary is on page what? The year under review, the transition of the sixth administration, fully functioning of the ministry and deputy ministry in the presidency, and the establishment of the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, while the vacancy rate at the beginning of the financial year was 7%, split to 5.2% by the end of the fourth quarter. Despite natural...
I found this on the web.
Sorry, it's serious. Despite natural attrition, the SMS vacancy rate remained steady from 11.8% in April 2019 to 11.4% at the end of the last quarter of the financial year. The department spent 98.6% of the compensation of employees' budget. Of the 115 posts, 109, which is 94.8%, were filled, resulting in a vacancy rate of 5.2. At the end of the fourth quarter, no employee was on special leave. One SMS member was on suspension. Of the four disciplinary cases, two were finalized with the employees being found not guilty. One employee was found guilty and one is still outstanding. On slide 60 is a financial report. The department spent 98.8% of its budget allocation. The final appropriation for the department was 244.3 million rand. This appropriation includes an amount of 85.2 million earmarked for the transfer to the Commission for Gender Equality, and full allocation was transferred to CGE. The department spent an amount of 241.4 million, which is 98.8% of the final appropriation. Compensation of employees. $1.3 million underspending on this category of the expenditure is due to vacant posts that were not filled during the financial year to absorb the cost of the new function in the ministry, as well as the non-pensionable salary of the former minister within the budget ceiling of compensation of employees' budget of the department. Goods and services, $1.1 million. The underspending in this category of economic classification is due to stakeholder engagement activities and international engagement that were planned to take place in the last quarter of the financial year under review, as this had to be cancelled due to COVID-19 pandemic. The savings arising from these activities was utilized to minimize the spending pressure that existed in program one, which is administration. On machinery and equipment, 500,000, the underspending relate to funds that were budgeted for the procurement of replacement of all laptops of officials in the department. The procurement was not finalized because of the responses from the market to the request for quotations issued by the department, which did not include the warranty. Unauthorized expenditure, the department incurred unauthorized expenditure amounting to 3.2 million during the financial year under review. The irregular expenditure, the department incurred irregular expenditure amounting to 2.5 million relating to non-compliance to applicable SCM regulations. The details of the irregular expenditure are listed below. Deviations not justifiable was 324,000. Expenditure linked to prior years, security contract, 1.3 million. SEM processes not followed, 834,000. Fruitless and wasteless expenditure, the department incurred fruitless and wasteful expenditure amounting to 22,000 rand for the payment of mainframe hosting of Logis system. In the year under review, the department has implemented the following to address and turn around the irregular transactions incurred by the department. The irregular expenditure is being investigated by internal audit and the consequence management will be implemented as per the prescripts of government. The department developed and implemented the following prescripts: policy and procedure on unauthorized expenditure, irregular expenditure framework and procedures, department financial management instruction notes. In addition to the above, senior managers attending training on unauthorized, irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, which was conducted by National Treasury, in-house training on unauthorized, irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure was given by the Chief Financial Officer for all officials below senior management level. Supply chain management officials were provided in the job training by the Chief Financial Officer and Director Financial Management. This is the summary of our achievements and the irregular and unauthorized expenditures and HR as per the annual report. We will await questions so that we may be able to respond to issues that I might have missed out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DJ. Is there any other person that is going to add from your department side?
I've presented the HR and financial. However, if the Chief Financial Officer thinks I've missed something, she can make the input.
Thank you.
CFO.
Good morning, Chairperson, morning, Minister, and members of the committee. DG, I think you fairly presented all the issues relating to finance. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. We're handing over back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, DG and CFO. I think before I open the floor, Michelle, if you can assist me if there's members that have inputs or questions, they can raise their hand. Let me just go there. From my side, I think the department in this year under review has saw some improvement, and I need to allude to that and thank you for this hard work. I think the department's performance for program 1, 2 and 3 has improved significantly from the 2018-2019 financial year. Your progress on outstanding targets must be reported, as well as the impact on financial and human resources in the 2020-21 financial year. And then lastly, your measures to deal with non-compliance should be strengthened and monitored regularly, both with the AGSA and ARC. Highlighted issues of critical internal control and non-compliance in the 2017-18 financial year. But I also need to congratulate you on your good financial performance and your good AG report that you have achieved in this year under review. Thank you very much, DG. Is there any member? I only see member Chabaling that to you. After Member Chavaling, I see Member Baha. Member Chavaling, are you still on the platform? If not, Member Baha, you can continue.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, let me also welcome the presentation. I know that given the time constraints, it was kind of a quick kind of presentation, as it were. And I think that, Chairperson, we must say that there's quite a lot that has been achieved by the department in terms of pursuing this difficult program. But I think that, Chairperson, I want to ask the one question that I have in mind is that given the high unemployment rate amongst youth, let me put it this way. If you look at the unemployment rate as it is presented, it's more about young people that are highly impacted by unemployment. Now, I want to check whether is the department doing something to try and assist young people in trying to address the unemployment rate that is rising on a daily basis. But secondly, Chairperson, in terms of COVID-19 that we have now, is there something that is done in order to try and curb the impact on the young people who were already on the rise in terms of unemployment? Is there something that is being done by the department in order to make sure that we continue on the correct trajectory that we are in as we move forward? But I think, Chairperson, I welcome the report as presented. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Member Baha. I don't see any other hands from any member who's got a question. I think let me then take this opportunity to thank the department, the new DG, for your hard work in directing the ship in a new direction, a new positive direction, and also to thank the department for the hard work under very, very, very difficult circumstances. I think Member Baha has touched on a very important matter, and that is the unemployment of youth. And taking this department is the advocacy for women, youth, and also people with disabilities. I would urge the new DG to work hand in glove with the minister and the deputy minister to continue with that advocacy that you have shown during this last difficult year that we are in right now, to bring more hope to our women, youth, and people with disabilities. We have no being felt by the sector of society in the new budgets of all the different departments. I want to thank you for that hard work. And then, let me then also take the opportunity, members,
thank you as the members of the select committee, each and every one of you. You see, 2020 has come with a bang, and I think all of us did not expect what has happened in this country. But the good things that came out of this year for us as the members of the select committee, I think we were drift apart physically, but due to the responsibilities that we have as the members of the select committee, is that we drew closer to each other, realizing that no matter what political party we represent in this committee, the communities within our provinces that we represent in this select committee was depending on us, every single member of this community. They were depending on us to put their struggles forward and also to make life easier for them by our interaction with the different ministries, with the different departments. We have worked very, very hard at the select committee to make life easier for our people out there. And for that, members, I really need to thank you and show my appreciation. That really, during this difficult COVID period, you worked as a team to make sure that we make a difference in the life of all our people in this country. And also to our support staff in the select committee. It was a tough year. Sometimes it was late at night, sometimes it was early in the morning, but our staff were there to support us so that we can achieve a lot as the select committee. We were in discussions with ministers. We were keeping the ministers and the executive that accounts to the select committee accountable. And we must also thank our Minister of Health and his Deputy Minister, Minister of Social Development and the Deputy Minister, and also the Minister of Women, Youth and People with Disability and the Deputy Minister, that they were always willing to listen to any member of the select committee, and also when we had questions to them, no matter how difficult it is, they were there to come up and come up with the answers. And with that, I want to wish each and every one of you a blessed festive season with your family. This is our last meeting for 2020. It's not going to be an easy festive season. It's not going to be a normal festive season. But I think all of us must appreciate the fact that still we can spend some time with our family. Enjoy your family. And to the rest of the country, yes, it's going to be an abnormal festive season. But if we all adhere to the lockdown rules, I think we can still enjoy our family and our family life. Thank you very much. And to the DG and the team, please enjoy your festive season with your families and loved ones. And looking forward in working with you throughout this festive season, because all of us are still going to be very busy during the season. Thank you. I would now give over to the political parties, if you also want to join me in wishing people well during this festive season.
I see the DA. Member Bafa, you there?
Chairperson, I'm here. Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I think that this has been a difficult year for all of us, irrespective of where we are in terms of political persuasion. And in the light of all that has to be done, the public still looks up at all of us to kind of provide direction and responses to certain questions that they might have. And I think that in the light of all that and amidst of all the difficulties that we've had, we have managed to kind of be able to provide direction and be able to be there to listen and make decisions that are kind of in line with what the people are looking for. And I think that we still have a lot to do as this department now that we have today, because a lot of people have lost their jobs whilst we had young people who were unemployed already. And therefore, that means that there's a lot that lies in the hands of this department in order to come up with ways and means that would be forwarded to us, and we have an engagement on those to decide on how the country or what direction the country should take. And I think that it's important then therefore, Chairperson, to take this time and reflect on all those things. So that when we come back in the new year, we come back with refreshed minds, that would be in the interest of building a united South Africa that we all hope for. So with those words, Chairperson, I want to wish everybody a good time of rest, that we enjoy the time and space that we have our families. Whilst others, I know that they are in tears because they might have lost family members due to the pandemic that we're confronted with. And to those, Chairperson, I want to say that these things happened in life, and also I think it's for us to be able to support each other to the best of our ability. And I wish everybody that's here all the best in the coming festive season. And let's make sure that we take care of ourselves and know that the country needs us, and we need each other to make sure the country moves forward. So with those few words, Chairperson, I want to say that on behalf of the Democratic Alliance, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year, knowing that there's a lot that lies ahead that we have to do in trying to make sure that we don't disappoint the people who are looking upon us to make sure that we provide direction to them. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Baha, the EFF. Member Lehihi, are you here? I don't see the EFF. Is there anybody? Member Dongeni, will you do the honors for the ANC, please? Member Dongeni? I think we've got a lot of connection problems. Member Dongeni? If Member Dongeni is not available, I will hand over to the department before we excuse the department members, but just remember, we still do have a minute that we need to adopt after the department list. I will hand over to the DG now.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and all honourable members for the good wish. I don't know whether we can be allowed just to answer the two questions that were asked.
Yes, you may, DJ.
Okay, I'll request Dr. Benis Tlhagala to respond on what the department is doing on for young person, and also she'll talk a bit to COVID-19, and I'll also ask DDG Annette to respond on what the department is doing on COVID-19. Dr. Tlhagala?
Thanks, DG. Good day, honorable members, honorable chairperson, minister and deputy minister, colleagues. I'm responding to the question which inquired about the high rate of unemployment amongst young people. Indeed, you know, it is a serious concern that the unemployment rate is this high, and the problem is even more acute now that we've got COVID-19 pandemic. The department, being responsible for development of regulatory frameworks for socio-economic empowerment of women, youth, and persons with disabilities, we have just developed the National Youth Policy, which has been approved by Cabinet. And one of the key pillars within the policy is economic transformation, employment, and job creation of young people. What we are advocating in the policy is that there is a need to develop and support young entrepreneurs, but then also there is a need to facilitate employment creation. In that regard, the policy articulates for development of employment strategies for young people. This is in line with what the president pronounced in the zone. And in that regard, we have now, we are having discussion with the Department of Employment and Labor regarding development of a specific employment strategy for young people. And they will, you know, at technical level, they will actually be responding to the department in that regard. So we think that the strategy will assist us. Again, the NYDA will be developing an integrated strategy, and our department will be developing an M&E framework. The M&E framework will contain high-level indicators to track how departments are actually doing with regard to employment. One of the key indicators is the set aside for youth employment, and this is in areas such as green and blue economy, tourism, mining, manufacturing, etc. Those areas with high absorption capacity. So this will enable us to know how we are actually faring or whether we are making a dent with regard to youth employment. The department is also conceptualizing key interventions to address employment, and we are now currently busy presenting to, we have presented to clusters. We will be heading to Cabinet Committee and Cabinet on the 4IR youth skills. It is envisaged that that program will enable us to also absorb young people. We are partnering with a private sector company, and they have committed $8 million in that regard. Our DG will also be meeting with other DGs to further discuss the issue of partnership. And the other issue is regarding COVID-19 and its impact on young people. We have partnered with the NYDA in conducting a research on the impact of COVID-19 on young people, and then we will soon present it to the minister for, you know, in order to reveal the findings of that specific report. But then what we have actually taken note of is the mental effects of COVID-19 on young people, and in that regard, GIZ is also partnering with us, and we will be presenting an ambassador program which seeks to
promote mental health amongst young people and ensure that young people's resilience is also, you know, promoted. Thanks, DG.
Just to add to what Dr. Tlhagale has said, the department facilitated access for NYDA to the funds, to the Presidential Youth Employment Funds, and they received over 500 million for job creation, so that they can facilitate job creation for young persons. And even the following year, we will also facilitate that access. But also, the department is in discussions with the Tshwane Metro, because we are planning to initiate a training program where we'll train young persons with artisan skills like welding, plumbing, glazier, and the others. And the representative from Tshwane was even suggesting that it should be a partnership, not just with them, but also we must invite the Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni Metro, so that we do it together. We think this program would really go a long way if we can be able to implement it. And then I'll ask DG Annette to talk about what the department is doing on COVID-19. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members, DG and colleagues. Yeah, just to speak briefly about what some of the interventions of the department with regard to COVID-19. I think the first thing is that from the start, the department has been part of, you know, from the early days of the declaration of the state of emergency and the lockdown, of the state of disaster and the lockdown, we have been part of the NAC joint structures, including the social impact work stream, the economic impact work stream. We've made inputs into the legal work stream and all of that. So, and of course, the DG has been part of the DG. Matt Jones and the minister has obviously been part of the NCCC. And there we were able to make a wide range of inputs with regard to mitigating, firstly, ensuring that the issues of women, youth, and persons with disability were on the agenda of the NAT joints, and ensuring that we address critical issues, you know, such as gender-based violence and femicide, food insecurity, etc. We also did, and just to say that we then also did a strategic framework. We looked at the social impacts, including poverty, food insecurity, issues of access to menstrual health products, as well as the economic impacts. There was significant concern about the impacts on women, particularly in vulnerable sectors such as informal traders, on, but obviously also women in the informal sector, so in the services sector, and women entrepreneurs, and then the public health impacts as well. Part of the guidelines were around also gender responsive decision making, so that has been an issue, ensuring that women were and youth and persons with disabilities were indeed able to access the socioeconomic relief measures that were introduced. We also did a tracker, we called it a COVID-19 tracker, which was aimed at collecting data in order to inform the interventions that were, you know, collecting data from a wide range of government departments. And that tracker, we are continuing to do monthly reports, and that included the issues of the extent to which women-owned enterprises were able to benefit from the procurement of PPE and other products in the context of COVID-19. And we were able to, you know, track the issue, the extent to which women were able to access TERS, the social relief of distress grants and all of that. In addition, we had done a SNAP survey with our gender stakeholders. Just in the early days, you know, even as far back as May, to hear from them what their experiences were and their constituencies' experiences were. That also informed our interventions. We have are busy doing a much more detailed research project on the impact of COVID-19 on women and girls, And we have also been part of working with UN Women. They are doing a survey on the same topic on with regard to Mozambique, Malawi, and South Africa. So we were able to, you know, contribute to the research design and the questionnaire, and that is underway. We're waiting for those results. But I think also what has been very important is our input into the Economic Reconstruction Recovery Plan. You know, even though the plan itself is not fully explicit in terms of women, youth, and persons with disabilities, the DG and obviously the minister are pushing that, in fact, and the president as well has spoken to this, that the implementation of the Reconstruction Recovery Plan must ensure greater inclusion of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. The public employment program is key, but access to finance and economic inclusion, support for SMEs, the informal sector, and inclusion of women, youth, and persons with disability in the sector master plan. So that's just a high-level summary for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. As a department, we have responded to all the questions. We just want to thank you for having us here and for the kind send-off with. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DG, and your team. I think we can excuse you and wish you well on your further endeavors within this department, and looking forward in working with you for the next financial year. Thank you. Our excuse.
Thank you very
much. Our members to just stay behind so that we can finish our official business. Thank you. Marcel, how many members do we have left in this meeting? I see Member Baha, Member Don Kenny, Christian. But can we see members who are in the meeting? I know there was two apologies, so Marcel has put the minutes of the last meeting of the 14th of October on the screen. Can we, and I think you did send the minutes to everybody, name myself.
Chairperson, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, Chairperson, I sent it to all our members at 1:50 for the 14th of October, the minute where we finalized the social assistance amendment bill. As you can see from the minutes, all members were present. I'm just going to scroll down. The meeting then comprised members, all provinces at least supporting the bill. It was all 9 provinces supporting the bill, and the committee then adopted the bill unanimously. That was the end of the minute, Chair. It's just then we considered other minutes that was all noted in the meeting. So the minutes we're considering is just the finalization of the Social Assistance Amendment Bill, which was adopted unanimously.
Thank you, Marcel. Members, can we have, if you are satisfied with the minutes, can we move for the adoption of the minutes? I need a mover, please.
Chairperson, I move for the adoption of the set minutes.
Thank you, Member Baha. Can we have a second for the adoption of that minute?
I will second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Member Christian. Was all powers vested in me, I declare this meeting closed. Thank you, members. I will see you this afternoon in the NCOP plenary. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members.
Bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas, Marcel.
Thank you. You too, everyone. I wish you well over the festive season. Thank you, Chairperson.
Bye. Same to you.